Pavel, I do want to mention that in addition to all of the experience that we have outlined, you also were involved with the ATA NATO study group on NATO's new strategic concepts. So by being affiliated with the ATA and YADA, one is provided with many opportunities to not only engage in various dialogue pertaining to international relations, global affairs, and diplomacy, but one is also provided with the opportunity to network. And that's something that I think is highly beneficial for young professionals and for those who are interested in becoming more involved and engaged in international relations. I can say that over the past couple months, working on this ATA General Assembly has been a complete pleasure. As you know, we have a team of interns at the NATO Association of Canada communicating and working closely together on this project. And I can say that I'm looking forward to having a lot of the YADA representatives coming from Europe to Toronto. That's something that I'm very excited about. And more recently, I was nominated as a candidate for the Secretary General of the Youth Atlantic Treaty Association.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So I am very excited, and I have a lot of plans that I want to carry on in the future. And I can say that by being affiliated with the NATO Association of Canada, not only have I been able to establish a strong network with the diplomats here in Toronto and all across Canada, but I've been provided with many opportunities to attend conferences internationally. The 2B Secure Forum was one example in Montenegro. And I can say that if selected to be the Secretary General of the Youth Atlantic Treaty Association, I would be more than happy, more than honored to work as hard as I've worked here at the association. So for someone like me who potentially might be fortunate enough to become the Secretary General of YADA, what is the best advice that you can provide?
Well, I would say that's definitely get as many young people involved as possible. And I say this because you touched upon something that I've done in the past, which was, of course, working on the new strategy concept, NATO's new strategy concept, which at the time, of course, my involvement was more from, let's be honest, an administrative or as a participant, simply just someone who listened and working at the ATA office, I had the opportunity to, let's say, listen in on the conversations which took place between, be it Fran Burwell from the U.S., Dr. Lucioli, which is, of course, our current ATA president. I mean, this was, for a young person just starting out, a great opportunity to listen to experts, to get sort of an inside track to how these discussions take place, what they're about, meetings at NATO. I mean, this was a great opportunity. And as, let's say, someone who is also involved in the YATA, I was never actually, because I worked for the ATA, I was never officially associated with YATA or, let's say, a member of YATA, simply because of the I guess, administrative restrictions, you could say. But I did work with, obviously, with the youth wing pretty much on a daily basis. And it was that idea of involving young people. And again, giving them a chance to actually participate in conferences, create opportunities. I mean, that's one of the biggest perks, or let's say the biggest added values that's the NATO Council of Canada or any of the ATA chapters really provide. It's that idea that you provide an avenue for young people to actually be heard, to have a voice, to be involved in a dialogue. And yes, it is very much simply being at these conferences and participating, but it's still that idea that you get to meet these people, that you get to discuss important topics, that you get to participate and take part. I mean, that's the idea. And I think as any YATA leader, I think your biggest task would be to ensure that you provide enough opportunities for young people in Canada and the YATA community worldwide, or it's North America and Europe, to have that opportunity to actually engage, discuss, and meet. Because at the end of the day, like we've mentioned at the beginning of our talk, it is difficult for young people to sort of get that opportunity when they first start out. Very often they feel like they can't find employment, they can't find anything in their field, and this allows them to, in some way, at least start participating. Again, it goes to show that if you get involved, there is a path. You're a perfect example. I have done it. That you involve yourself, you participate, and you start slowly, piece by piece, now building your career, building that sort of path for yourself. So that would be my advice, is create those opportunities for young people, give them that chance, as many as possible, reach out to as many young professionals, graduates as possible, get them involved. That's really the main message.
Absolutely, Pavel, and I agree with you 100%. I'm really glad that you mentioned all of the advice that you just provided me with, because that's something that I've been working on very hard over the past year, is getting a lot of our young professionals and youth involved in, you know, our events and our conferences and our roundtable discussions. And as the former program editor of Global Horizons, the program itself is geared towards engaging the youth and getting the youth involved. So here at the NATO Association of Canada, as you know, we provide student memberships. And throughout my year, I've been with the association for over a year, and I can say that establishing that network with the diplomats was one of my goals, but also engaging the youth and getting the youth to be as involved as possible in the association was one of my other goals. And that's something that I'm proud of achieving, because it has not only increased the number of student members that we currently have here at the NOC, but it has allowed our youth, various students, to learn more about the opportunities that are available. When I started out as an intern, and I'm currently still an intern. And with my background, I have an honors BA in legal studies and a master's in public service, and from the University of Waterloo. International relations and global affairs and diplomacy was something that I was always interested in. However, I didn't imagine that I would be provided with as many opportunities as I have been as a result of completing an internship and being with the association for over a year. So I can say that if I do become the next Secretary General of the Youth Atlantic Treaty Association, that is something that I will certainly emphasize, is youth engagement and connecting youth with diplomats. Just because whenever I attend a conference and whenever I organize a conference, it's nice to have diplomats attend that conference, but you need to have representatives, young representatives, because we are the next generation, and involving the youth and those who are interested in IR not only strengthens the conversation, but it provides everyone with an opportunity to be engaged in discussion. So with that being said, I oftentimes emphasize the significance of obtaining an education. For all of those who are tuning in today, I want to mention, Pavel, that you hold a master's degree, as you mentioned earlier, in European Studies from the Center for European, Russian, and Eurasian Studies at the University of Toronto. And you also hold an honors bachelor's degree in history and criminology from St. Michael's College at the University of Toronto as well. You also studied at the Central European University in Budapest in the fall of 2005. With your knowledge and your expertise, what would you say is the best advice that you can perhaps provide to those who are interested in pursuing similar studies to the ones that you have pursued?
Sure. One thing I'd like to actually say is, before we get on the topic of education, is I'd like to actually give a lot of credits to our current presidents of the NATO Association of Canada, of course, Julie Lindhout,
yes.
who was my former boss, of course, because I have to mention the fact that when I started out, we had a much smaller office, and there were actually three of us in the office at the time. So seeing all the interns and all the volunteers here at the office on Harbour Street in Toronto, it just goes to show the hard work that's obviously been put in. It's been 10 years since I was involved, and I started out at the council, which what it was called at the time. It just goes to show, obviously, the hard work by not only Julie, but, of course, the whole board and everybody else involved. It's absolutely wonderful to see that the association has grown, expanded, and that it is ready to host another GA, which is actually quite nice. I started out 10 years ago with working on the Ottawa GA, and now
it's happening here.
It's happening in Toronto after all these years. Yeah, since coming back to Canada, this is it's a great how life comes full circle in a sense. So that's just one thing I wanted to say before we, because you did mention exactly the interns here and the volunteers. You can see the amount of work and how the association has grown over the past decade, which is absolutely wonderful to see. As far as the education, I would say that, of course, as anyone, I would say, as a child of an immigrant to Canada, obviously there was a big push to get an education, which was very important. This was something that, of course, my parents installed very early on, that I had to sort of get an education, and I had to pursue what I liked, but most definitely it's a university education. Initially, I actually wanted to go into law studies, hence my criminology background, my BA criminology background. However, during my studies, as it often happens, I quickly realized that my sort of interests and what I'd really like to get involved in is more international affairs and international politics and international work, which meant that I've switched over to a history and later on an actual more specific degree, which was the European Studies degree at the Monk Center at the Center for European Russian and Eurasian Studies. As far as what I can advise is, I would say that a lot of people have, leave school with this feeling that they don't really know what to do with themselves. They're not really sure if they've created this, let's say, this social network or this professional network that is supposed to help them on later on in life. And I would say that I probably felt that way after finishing my BA, attending lecture halls with thousands of people and doing this sort of sociology 101, etc., etc. Perhaps I had that feeling when I finished my BA. However, I would say that studying at or finishing and attending or attending and finishing a degree at a small center such as Sirius or CREES, as it was formerly known, Center for Russian and European Eurasian Studies, in the past, this was a much more intimate environment. The topics, the subjects that I studied were much more closer to heart, you could say. And also, this was the moment where I did meet friends that I've kept in touch now for close to 12, over a decade. So definitely it helped me build that, professional social network coming out of school. It was also something, it allowed me to actually explore, discuss, engage with professors on a more one-on-one kind of level, because again, it was more sort of roundtable style type of lectures. It's a big change from my BA studies. The other aspect which I would recommend to anyone, I did look into doing a degree, simply a master's degree in history or political science. However, the degree at the Monk Center allowed me to, like you mentioned, study at the Central European University in Budapest. So again, there were many more aspects than just education. It was that idea of being able to study abroad, study in a more intimate environment, also having the opportunity to work on various conferences, because very often these types of centers put on conferences. At the time, of course, it was the revolution in Ukraine, something that was obviously a hot topic. So again, it was, as a student, it gave me that sort of full experience. International exchange, study abroad experience, working on conferences. You could even say my first real taste of what was to come, which was obviously project management. And then we were involved in putting on a major conference once a year. So every graduating class had to organize a major conference on a topic, obviously, to do with Europe, Central Europe, or the Russia-Eurasia region. And, of course, again, that's sort of development of and building up of that professional social network, which, let's be honest, moving forward is crucial in building a career and developing your career.